everybody. Welcome again to the Mindset Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Frank Gru, with my co-host, Angela Pena. Hi, Angela. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Terrific.
I'm very excited to be here today.
Me too. I am excited. You know, we were looking at some numbers in the Brentwood area, and we noticed that the average days on the market and median days on the market for homes is dropping. We're seeing them drop, which means they're moving quicker, right, Angela?
Right.
Yeah. And you're this is now we looked at data on a chart, but you're there in reality. Is that what you're experiencing? Are you experiencing multiple offers or?
Yes. Inventory is just so low, and it has been for, you know, a good year now. So, you know, the days on the market are dropping. Of course, the weather's getting nicer. We're getting closer to spring. So typically what happens is then, you know, buyers are interested in, you know, stepping out. It's, you know, spring break is right around the corner. So people are starting to shop again. And, you know, this is normal. And so with low inventory, we are noticing anywhere from five. Last week, there was 23 offers on a local property.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's just where the market is. But right now is a better time to buy than if you were to wait 2, 4, 6, 8 months, because that multiple offer bidding war is going to then, you know, just continue to move that price up.
Yeah.
So better now. And there are different options too, to, you know, buy down your loan or, you know, to get a better rate, or, you know, different options, 2-in-1 buy down, 3-in-1 buy down, different options to do that. So,
Yeah. You're absolutely right, because we still got that light inventory, which is compounding the issue, you know, so we still have lighter inventory. We've got spring coming up. People are getting out there. You're already seeing multiple offers. One house had 23. Oh my gosh. Right. You know, and then couple that with, you know, we had a little reprieve on rates, then a little blip, but overall rates are going to get better.
It was only just a second.
Yeah.
And it sounds like things aren't going to be changing anytime soon. They're just going to be kind of where they're at.
Yeah.
So I tell buyers it's better to jump in the market now, even where the rates are, because you can refinance down the road. There's different options, but you know, the most important thing is building equity in a home and stop giving the money to a landlord. You know, that's just really hard for people to wrap their brain around, you know.
Yeah.
People refinance the future all the time. So
Yeah, they always say, you know, marry the home, but date the rate, right? So, you know, you're just dating the rate, you know, you're marrying the home, but you're dating the rate, because the rate can always change. Yes. You know, you can always do better down the road.
Yes.
Angela, let me ask you, with the inventory issue that we kind of still have going on right now, tell me about, you happen to be a new construction specialist. So talk to me about new construction, what the options are there. Do you have any experiences with people right now on the new construction side? What's cooking there?
Yes. So I do get clients that reach out often. I help them get pre-approved. They're kind of looking at resale. Some, you know, want a newer home. So we toy with the new homes as well. But, you know, with the option right now with such low inventory and the multiple offers that are coming in right now, you know, some buyers are just saying, you know, hey, I'd rather just go get a new home. And, you know, of course, you kind of know what you're going to get. You know, it may be a build out in June, July, August, but you kind of know what you're going to get. You know, new home developers are still offering great incentives. And as a new home specialist, I can definitely help negotiate that down for you, get you more home for your money without the chaos of trying to do the bidding war. Right. So right now is just, it's the best time to do that.
Can I ask you something, Angela? I think a lot of people who would be considering a new home, they just don't realize that an agent that's not actually sitting in the new home development, an agent such as yourself can not only represent them, but you said you can even help negotiate on the new home. Can you give us some examples of like some that you've done, or what type of negotiations you're talking about?
Okay, absolutely. So when I go, the first thing buyers need to know, which they typically just don't know, you walk into a new home development and you just use the agent that's there in front of you, which is representing the seller, right? And so most time people don't know. This is something that people need to be aware of. When you are a buyer, it is always in your best interest to go to have a new home specialist represent you. So when we are representing you, we have to go in with you the very first time, set up your appointment, fill out your information, and we have to get permission to represent you. So if you go all by yourself on the first time and sign in, we can't represent you
Got it.
for I think 6 months.
So,
So they
yeah.
don't want us to represent you because they don't want us to negotiate, and they don't want us to be present to make you aware of anything that maybe a buyer might overlook that an agent would not. So it is a little tricky, but I'm always trying to tell people like it is really important that you use a new home specialist when buying a new home, because just as an example, I was negotiating a $1.2 million property. It was the last one on the lot. And, of course, they were just looking to get rid of it. So, I was able to negotiate it down to get them. I think we got 30,000 off. They were able to get them $50,000 in closing credits. And then they could use that however they so choose to. So, I was willing to be able to do that. And the new home developer was ready to be done with that last property. So, there was no other offer in, so here we were. And yeah, so that was really beneficial to them.
Yeah, if your buyer that you represented didn't have you, they probably would have just taken whatever it was, right? They wouldn't have even had
Right.
that
Usually what's
consideration.
offered, right. What's usually offered to a buyer, they'll take unless they're really a negotiator at heart, or they're in sales themselves, right? But there again, that is our job to be able to help them and to advise them on things that they would not otherwise really get advice on.
Right,
Yeah.
got it. Good stuff. Great to know. Angela, let me ask you this. If somebody's listening to this now, or perhaps maybe even watching us on YouTube, whatever the case may be, if they're interested in, talking to you about you representing them as the new home specialist, how do they get a hold of you? What's the best way for them to to reach you?
Cell numbers 925-437-4568. And or email website is oneheart2homes@yahoo.com or oneheart2homes.com. That's
Okay,
my website.
when you say one heart, two homes, that's all spelled out. Is it ONE or is it the number one or?
It's ONE and then heart spelled out with a number two, homes
Okay,
with an S at Yahoo.
gotcha. So ONE, heart, HEART, the number two, homes, HOMES.com. Got it.
Absolutely.
Got it. Or they could just Google you, Angela Pena, Brentwood
Yep,
Realtor. You'll pop up.
you truly can.
Give us the phone number one more time, nice and slow, so they can get it if they're happen to be
Okay.
driving and they want to jot it
Sure. All
down and
right.
hopefully, yeah.
Okay, so reach me at 925-437-4568.
Excellent. Good stuff. New home specialist, Angela Pena. And anything else. She can sell your home, all that kind of good stuff. Oh, and by the way, I don't know if you guys
Absolutely.
know this, but if you list your home with Angela, she'll get your home on TV. Yeah, I'm not lying. It's true.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yep, your home will go on TV and it's very cool. All right, Angela, thanks so much for
Okay.
hanging out today and giving us some insights to what's going on out there.
Absolutely. You have a fabulous day, Frank.
All right, you too. And for the rest of you, we'll join you here next time on the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast. Have a great one. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.